Good evening. How's everybody doing tonight? The Haldimans. All right, so I just got back from Sweden, and I've never been more proud to be an American and a New Yorker, so thank you for loving life and showing it and being unafraid, so thank you very much. Okay, so, boy, they're weird over there. Okay, so I was the only Jewish guy in Sweden for a week. A little bit, you know, when it's convenient, so. Okay, so quick story, and then we'll get to the music. I got an iPod, which at first I thought was the best thing ever, but then you get totally sick of the iPod, and mine broke, and I'm driving home from New York, and, you know, I know a lot about some things, but there's a whole vast things that I know nothing about, and so radio is one of them, so I'm flipping through the channels, and all of a sudden, I get to 91.1, and the most amazing song I had ever heard, like this old blues soul song, and I was like, wow, this is great, what's, you know, I never hear shit like this on the radio, and then the next song was like a funk song, and the next song was some old blues, and just one song after the other. I actually wouldn't even park my car. I sat in my car and like listened to this show, wrote it down, and went in and found out it was WFMU, the great freeform radio station that everyone else seemed to know about. And the DJ was this guy, Dave the Spaz. And it was like this amazing discovery that not only was this this music out there, there was like an ocean to explore. And, you know, basically I've been sitting at my desk, and whenever I'm doing, I'm listening to FMU, mostly Dave the Spaz, a lot of other stuff, exploring the music, making my students listen to it, because All Stars really is nothing more than aesthetic re-education program, and, you know, Rage Against the Machine, God, I hate them so much. I really hate them so much, really. I cannot, this whole program was based on my hatred for Rage Against the Machine, so. You know, I was at Lollapalooza, and when 60,000 people are screaming, fuck you, I don't do what you tell me, there's something wrong with the youth of America, so. But I love you. And so I was so in love with it that I listened, and then I emailed Dave the Spaz like some crazy fan, and he was like, oh, that's great, please don't email me anymore. And I'm like, no, seriously, I'm Paul Green, you know, and we want to do fundraisers. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. So, basically, this fundraiser has two purposes. One, to raise money for FMU so that one station in America can play whatever the hell it wants and we can listen. And two, so that these kids have a reason to learn this amazing music and get up on the stage and play it for you. So anytime I have an opportunity to get kids to play great music, I'm all for it. So thank you, Dave the Spaz. Thank you, parents. Thank you, BB Kings. I was worried about turnout tonight. There's just enough people here to make this amazing. Without further ado, oh, I'm sorry, one more thing. We have three amazing guest stars. Earl Slick, guitar player for Bowie and John Lennon and many other things. We have Mick Collins, the lead singer of the Dirt Bombs, a band, amazing band that Dave often plays. And third, Miriam, I don't know her last name, the drummer of the Cramps, which was one of the greatest bands ever. So we'll be bringing them out as we go through the night. Now I'll stop talking. The New York School of Rock to open things up.